Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Todd Lowen, the Minister of Forestry and Parks for the province of Alberta, and also the MLA for the riding of Central Peace Notley. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right, the main thing I wanted to talk about here is one thing I know you've been rather busy with the last little while in doing some various travels outside of the province is promoting these special hunting licenses. And I know the province has got a lot of money they did at a recent auction a couple weeks ago in Utah for some of them. Why don't you give us a little background, I guess, of what the these hunting licenses are for?
Well, they're called Minister Special Licenses, and we've been doing this in Alberta since probably the mid-90s, I guess. And so what it does is the money that's raised from these special licenses goes to conservation right in the province. So every dollar that's raised by one of these auctions, like the auction that happened down in the U.S., all that money comes back to Alberta, converted into Canadian dollars, which is a good rate right now. And that money comes back for conservation projects right in this province. In addition to the ones that are sold down there, we will have the raffles just strictly for Alberta residents. And that'll take place probably in June and July. And that money will also be used for conservation right here in the province.
I know some of the species that these licenses are for, things like elk, mule deer, moose, cougars, those sorts of things. Now, you mentioned the conservation funding. What are kind of some of the things that the province likes to do with when it comes to conservation funding? What are kind of some of the kind of examples of that in action there?
So both the funds, both the one from the sales in the south and one for the sales and the raffles in Alberta here, both of those funds are decided by a committee. And what happens is different organizations, maybe universities or maybe biologists doing studies, they'll make application to these committees, and these committees will review the applications and decide which ones they want to support with funding. And so that's how that money is spent. And of course, these projects, they include habitat projects, mule deer collaring studies. One thing that's going on, there's bighorn sheep habitat monitoring and inventory, prescribed burn projects. So all different projects that benefit wildlife.
And certainly, I imagine with some of these trips you're doing, has there been, a little work also being done to try to promote the province as sort of a kind of hunting destination, if you will?
You know, I think it's all about tourism, really. I mean, yes, we promote the hunting in Alberta, but there's a lot of people that are attending these events that just want to, you know, travel around and see beautiful parts of the world. And of course, Alberta is, I think, the most beautiful place in the world. And so we're just promoting tourism in general. And these are at hunting events, but there's lots of people that just want to come and enjoy the province just for its beauty.
And I know on that tourism aspect, I know there was I know some people down in the Guy Flair Donnelly area who were telling me a couple of years ago about how some of the experiences they've had with some of these like American hunting groups that come up into the Peace region for some of their tours. So have you been able to? So is there a chance for like maybe some of these tourism benefits, if you will, kind of make your way towards our region here?
Absolutely, absolutely. We do have outfitters all across the Peace Country. And of course, the people that want to come and hunt the species that we have in the Peace Country, they'll be coming here. So there's great opportunity there. But again, there's just the general tourists that when they learn that the province and learn the different the diversity of the province itself as far as the landscapes, they like that idea. They can one day they can be in the Rocky Mountains, and the next day they can be on the prairies. The next day they can be in the boreal forest. So we just have that kind of diversity here, and I think the people around the world love that.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add in a little bit of a personal question. Of course, it's been a rather cold winter for the past couple weeks or so here, but where we're starting to see some temperatures go up, maybe starting to get close to springtime, and that kind of gets some people in the mood for doing some different activities. What about you? What's kind of the thing in the spring that you're sort of looking forward to?
Well, you know what? I do enjoy spending time in the outdoors, though I'm not adverse to going out. The other day I was out wandering around. I think it was minus 26 or 27. So I'm not scared to spend some time in the outdoors, even when it's cold. Come springtime, I'm not sure if this is what I look forward to, but it's what I always end up doing is cleaning up the yard as the snow melts. So there's always something that has showed up throughout the winter, and so always lots to do in the spring. And it's a great time to watch the snow melt and the grass turn green. And we will be getting into fire season as spring arrives, so that will be keeping me very busy too.
Yeah, definitely a lot of things to keep an eye on there. Todd Lowen, the province's Minister of Forestry and Parks, thanks for joining us here today.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.